The ADCES 24 Annual Conference parades into New Orleans August 9 through 12, 2024. Registration and housing is open now. Snag your hotel, start planning your trip, and get ready to seize opportunities to connect, learn, and optimize your diabetes care and education practice. Stay tuned for updates at ADCES24.org.
Well, hello and welcome to ADCES's podcast, The Huddle, Conversations with the Diabetes Care Team. In each episode, we speak with guests from across the diabetes care space to bring you perspectives, issues, and updates that elevate your role, inform your practice, and ignite your passion. I'm your host, Jody Lavin-Tompkins, a board-certified nurse in advanced diabetes management and the Director of Accreditation and Content Development at the Association of Diabetes Care and Education Specialists. Today, I'm joined by Annual Conference Planning Committee Chair Lisa Hodgson, who is here to talk about why you should register for ADCES 24 and all the exciting activities we have planned for New Orleans this year. Lisa, welcome to the huddle.
Thanks, Jody. I'm happy to be here.
Well, before we get into today's discussion, would you like to tell our audience a bit more about yourself and why this topic is so important to you?
Yes, thank you, Jody. As you know, I am a registered dietitian and a CDCES, and I've been a member of ADCES for many years, and I've attended many annual meetings. I'm really excited to talk more about ADCES 24 with you today. I am the clinical nutrition manager at Saratoga Hospital in upstate New York, where I have the pleasure of overseeing a system-wide team of diabetes care and education specialists who work in a variety of settings. I served on the ADCES Board of Directors from 2018 to 2020, and I had the great fortune of participating in the development of the vision for the specialty and the rebranding campaign. And I'm certainly honored to serve as the chair of the Annual Meeting Planning Committee after being a committee member for 2 years. ADCES Annual Meeting is my favorite conference of all, and I'm excited to attend every one that I get a chance to.
Yes, I've enjoyed working with you as the chair this year, and I think the results are going to be great. So we're anxious to hear more about our annual conference in August from you. So how about if you let our listeners know what's in store for them this year?
Sure. I invite DCES to share your passion with your people. And that is the theme of ADCES 24. And I think it expresses the intent of annual meeting perfectly. As you may have heard, the conference is in New Orleans, home of gumbo, Cajun cooking, talented jazz musicians, incredible museums, historic landmarks, and of course, the French Quarter. I can't wait to see New Orleans. The annual conference, as you know, brings together thousands of multidisciplinary professionals in the diabetes care space. And I have to say, for me, that multidisciplinary interaction in an informal setting is so valuable to honing my skills and learning more about our specialty. In addition to the live conference, we will continue the hybrid option for those who are not able to attend in person. And we certainly have a robust and exciting event planned. There are 115 live sessions, including 3 excellent general sessions that I'll tell you more about, and 11 research sessions, and also 45 on-demand sessions, which is even more than last year. I'm happy to say live attendees may earn up to 19.25 CE credits, and those attending the research roundtables can earn even more credits than that. And then there are 32 CEs available for the on-demand sessions. So if you're able to attend the conference, the live conference, you can get up to 51.25 CEDs by attending both the conference and watching the sessions on demand. And I have to say, the registration fee and cost of attending the conference is so worth it to get those 51 credits. And I hope people will take full advantage of the live credits as well as the on-demand credits. The featured educational sessions this year include a wide variety of diverse topics. We had such a wonderful response to our call for abstracts. And some of the topics include preventing obesity stigma, effective treatments for weight management, eating disorders, gestational diabetes, pregnancy and diabetes, the popular inpatient care topics, considerations for working with young people and older adults, cardiovascular considerations, career building strategies, health equity and behavioral health topics, and of course, the use of diabetes technology and using the data technology provides. We have a robust program. The committee's worked very hard, and I think there will be something for everyone at the conference. We also have over 100 exhibitors, and if you haven't been to the conference before, this makes for a truly exciting exhibit hall with many hands-on learning opportunities. I so enjoy going to the exhibit hall, speaking with the sponsors, and learning about new resources that I can use. The Distinguished Poster Showcase was a big hit last year, and we're bringing it back by popular demand. I will be part of selecting the top 10 posters for the showcase. I can't wait to see what people will come up with.
Wow, that is so fantastic. It sounds like a great conference, and thanks for that overview. All of that's pretty exciting. Now, I know that people coming to the live conference and on demand, they can see all the general sessions and our keynote speakers. And they're usually the highlight of the show. And so I was wondering if you could tell us more about those sessions and the keynote speakers and what we can look forward to.
So I am really looking forward to the three general sessions, and I hope our other attendees will as well. The popular MC who joined us last year will be back with more laughs, trivia questions, and fun to start each day. So I hope everyone will join us. The keynote session on Friday is called How Many Mondays Do You Have Left? Make Them Count. And it will energize and motivate you as you start navigating the conference and all it has to offer. This will be a great kickoff to the conference. We will explore strategies for living a fulfilling professional and personal life while making every day count. The keynote will then follow with an interactive breakout session to allow for more practical application. I really look forward to hearing more on this topic. The second keynote is called The Emotional Side of Diabetes, Time for a Paradigm Shift. The keynote speaker on the second day is a leading researcher on the topic of diabetes distress and the psychosocial challenges of living with diabetes. We are so fortunate to have him join us, and he will discuss why it is important for DCES to identify diabetes distress and to recognize the impact it has on those living with diabetes. The session will provide helpful strategies to address this condition effectively in our daily work. This session will also be followed by a breakout session to further explore this topic and allow attendees to ask questions of the speaker. Our Sunday keynote and general session is called Leveraging Our Value on the Collaborative Care Team, Putting the Conversation in Practice, and I particularly look forward to this one. It is an inspiring and lively discussion with a panel of highly respected diabetes physician champions who are working in the areas of endocrinology, maternal and fetal medicine, and primary care. And I hope attendees join us as this panel offers their unique insights into what makes the DCES an essential member of the collaborative care team. ADCES President Jane Dickinson will moderate this insightful session.
Those sound like some great general sessions that people can look forward to. So thank you for that overview. And now I'd like to move to what's new for this year. I think our listeners might like to hear about that.
So I have to say that I'm always so impressed by the new features that are included in every annual meeting. So that's why I love to go as often as I can, because there's always something new and the most current information at the conferences. The first new feature I'd like to mention is that ADCES President Jane Dickinson and her colleague Susan Guzman will be facilitating a pre-conference session about the importance of using respectful, person-centered language based on their most recent research, and they certainly are the forebearers of this issue in our specialty. And I hope people will help us spread the word about this session to make change happen. Some of the other new features, and another very exciting one, is that we all know artificial intelligence is definitely a hot topic right now. There will be a session introducing attendees to the basics of AI, and I know there's been some discussion around that in the COI arena, because people just want to know the basics of it and how it might be able to help us. In addition, we are excited to offer an unopposed AI special presentation in the general session location, so there'll be room for everyone, with a panel of presenters to get more in-depth about how AI may be used to enhance our practice. I hope everyone takes advantage of this unopposed time to come and learn more about how AI can be added to our toolbox. ADCES Connect Live will bring together select speakers from the community of interest groups to continue the conversations around their presentations and to answer questions. And I have to say, a lot of the presenters this year are coming from the COIs, so I think this will be a very informative session for people to check into. We are going to actually have more small group interactive roundtable sessions this year because attendees really find that opportunity for informal discussion and to learn from others invaluable when they attend the conference. And this will include a repeat of the popular research roundtables. Another of the interesting small group roundtable sessions that attendees might consider will facilitate a presentation incorporating skits to illustrate effective communication styles between persons with diabetes and DCES. And I think role-playing and watching skits is a great way to learn how to maybe tweak our communication skills based on the individual we're working with at the time. I look forward to that small group session as well. We have one session that will incorporate a debate format, which is unique for us. One presenter will represent the pros and one will represent the cons of continuing to use BMI to evaluate health status. Please join us to see what side you agree with.
All right. Well, I think you're asking people to take sides, but it's in a good context, so that's okay. All right. So, Lisa, how can people register for the conference?
So, ADCES 24 is a conference that is not to be missed. It's going to be very exciting, a wide range of sessions and other activities to give people a chance to interact with colleagues and bring some tools back home to use. Registration is open to the public today. Please visit adcesmeeting.org to register and learn more. And by the way, are you a member of ADCES? Did you know that ADCES members receive a discounted registration rate for annual meeting? Join today if you're not already a member to be eligible for this discount. And please note, the cutoff for early registration is Thursday, June 20th. So please register early for the best rates and housing options. I hope you are excited to attend ADCES 24 to refresh and recharge your passion and commitment to those you serve each day. Be prepared to go home energized with new ideas and tips to reinvigorate your practice. Come celebrate our specialty with us in New Orleans.
Well, Lisa, this has been great. Thank you so much for sharing and doing a great overview of the conference. And everyone, be sure to register for ADCES 24.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Huddle. We all have so much to look forward to at this year's conference. Make sure to download the resources discussed on today's episode. You can find them linked in the show notes. And remember, being an ADCES member gets you access to many resources, education, and networking opportunities. Learn about the many benefits of ADCES membership at adces.org/join. The information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and may not be appropriate or applicable for your individual circumstances. This podcast does not provide medical or professional advice and is not a substitute for consultation with a healthcare professional. Please consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions.